Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And this is Friday, which is always good news, Lee.
Absolutely.
Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
All right, so one of the things we're seeing in our society, and I warned about this for years, and it's here, and it's so subtle, people may be missing what's going on here. The idea of American citizenship as a distinction, say, between you, a person who has it, and anyone else in the world, is being erased on a daily basis. In other words, citizenship in this country, essentially meaningless, except the part where you get the tax bill and they make you pay. This is a daily thing here. And just the latest headline, I could do one every day. Biden in favor of providing COVID-19 vaccines to illegal immigrants. So you come here, and, you know, you go ahead, get the vaccine. I'm getting in line in front of an American. Why? Because citizenship has no distinction, has no meaning other than the tax bill. And that's a punishment. So we are getting to the point of you seriously have to ask, what is even the point of being an American citizen? And I'm honestly wondering with illegal immigrants, what... The goal of the Democrat Party is to make citizens of them so they can vote. But I don't know. I mean, if it's this easy to go about living your life in America as a citizen and or as a non-citizen and the distinctions become more and more meaningless, why even bother? And when you look at H.R. 1, in terms of, you know, when you're illegal and they want you to become a citizen, and when you look at H.R. 1, it begins to erase the distinctions between Americans and illegals in voting, in terms of who gets to vote, because the H.R. 1, and this is why I've said H.R. 1 is an immigration bill. It is one part and parcelly of the voter drive that is going on at the border, because even though it is still federally illegal for an illegal to vote in a federal election in this country, that has no meaning if you are barred from asking for voter ID and you are barred from removing illegal registrations, i.e. by those who are not legally able to register to vote, but did anyway, from the rolls. And you are barred from asking for voter ID both when they register and when they vote. At that point, what does American citizenship even mean? Well, as far as I can tell, the only thing it means is you get a tax bill. I mean, I'm struggling to come up with any other meaningful distinction. And if the only distinction between us and non-Americans who have been illegally allowed into this country, no, actually coyoted in by the Biden administration, violation of the law, I'm just kind of wondering going forward long term if people aren't going to begin throwing their hands up and going, why am I paying taxes? why would I do that? I mean, American citizenship is a burden. And all it means, the only distinction, again, is that I pay the tax bill, and in part my tax bill goes to pay for people who are not American citizens, yet have all the rights and privileges of an American citizen, but without the tax bill, including voting. They get H.R. 1 through, I mean, and again, I've said this many times, if PolitiFact fact-checked me, they'd say I was wrong. No, it's illegal for illegals to vote. Well, it is, still technically, but if there's no way to detect their voting, and it's illegal to detect they're voting because we can't use ID and we can't remove fraudulent registrations from the rolls. What even is the meaning?
You can't find what you don't look for.
Exactly. No, when you're legally barred from looking for.
Right.
And this is part of the job by Democrats for a long time. I've been talking about is just to legalize voter fraud. Why take the risk? Just legalize it. Whatever you want to do, just make it legal. And that's what H.R. 1 does. So, I mean, this is just one more of these. And it raises the question, they don't answer it in the New York Post article about this, headlined Biden in favor of providing COVID-19 vaccines to illegal immigrants. Didn't you have to present your ID, Lee, when you went and got your COVID vaccine?
Yes, I sure did. Had to show driver's license and had to show a proof of insurance.
Yeah. Don't know how they're going to do it, but I'm sure they will. There's always a... And see, this is the thing. Exceptions are always made in the laws that apply to us to allow them to operate in our country. And in the process, we become second-class citizens. I mean, if I wanted to do it yesterday, I mean, you've got school teachers going out to teach in-person illegal immigrants in these holding facilities. The kids, when they own their own kids, are not able to get in-person instruction. It's just like all the rules, whether it's COVID or voting or any of it, just don't seem to apply when you're an illegal immigrant. It just makes me wonder long-term. I mean, I don't, the hopelessness of paying federal taxes.
Well, yeah.
I mean, what is even the point of that? What is even the point of being an American citizen? And I got to tell you, I don't honestly know, other than the punishment of paying taxes. There's got to be some privileges at some point, but those are and distinctions, and those are increasingly being erased. So. I don't know. The whole thing is nuts, but not as nuts as, and I did the Battleground podcast on this yesterday. I genuinely believe that China could not have written a better infrastructure bill for the United States of America.
Oh yeah.
Than the one Joe Biden wrote.
Yeah, absolutely. You're spot on that.
And here's why. When you start doing the math, and believe me, the left understands this. They're not ignorant about this. This is on purpose. When we will now have a combined corporate tax rate 4 full percentage points higher than China and 7 full percentage points higher than the 21% average in the among industrialized countries. And so even Steve Scalise, was ostensibly a Republican leader, but rarely is in actual deed, was out talking about this. And I'm going to get into this in the next hour, that businesses will move from America to China. I mean, if you've got way less regulation in terms of polluting in China, and now you've got a significantly lower corporate tax rate in China, if this bill passes, he was asking the question, honest to God, and I don't know the answer, why would a company remain headquartered in America?
Right.
Why would you do that? And I don't know the answer to that.
Well, it is liberals and progressives, Democrats, all the same thing, are incentivizing those who are not citizens to come to this country, and they are incentivizing those who want to run businesses in this country to go elsewhere.
I mean, that had to have been talked about. When you raise our tax levels over the level in China, that is a death knell for manufacturing. It's over at that point. Because manufacturing, that tax hits goods directly. The consumer pays that tax. If what you were manufacturing you expect to sell in foreign markets or even these, forget it. So think about this for a minute. You're manufacturing here, they're manufacturing in China. China has a built-in 4 percentage point advantage on you. That doesn't sound like a lot, but when it comes to the margin between profit and not making a profit, that's massive advantage for China. And you're talking about an infrastructure bill, only 5% of which is even for bridges and roads.
There you go. And I just want to call them out on this. I've heard infrastructure for years. What did we hear during the 8 years of the Obama-Biden administration? Infrastructure, shovel-ready jobs, 8 years. Didn't do squat. Number one, then they started saying that those shovel-ready jobs weren't so shovel-ready. Infrastructure is always a catch-all phrase for we're going to spend the heck on all kinds of things and try to make you think that it's going for roads and bridges and highways and mass transportation, which, quite honestly, I'm sick and tired as a South Carolina citizen who lives in a rural community of having to pay for the dadblame train ride for New Yorkers and folks in California and elsewhere who want to run their high-speed rails through communities. That should be the responsibility of those municipalities and those states if they so choose, not citizens out here in the hinterlands in flyover country. who have to pay for their own darn gas, who have to pay for their own darn vehicle, who don't get subsidies to buy their vehicles because they're not powered by electricity. But infrastructure is a complete misnomer. This has nothing to do with infrastructure. It has everything to do with government control and getting more federal dollars out of your back pocket. That's it.
Yep. And you know, when you, it's completely maddening. Again, it's as if every policy we pass now advantages China.
Yeah.
I mean, what, when the XL pipe, people forget this, when the XL pipeline was being negotiated and built with Canada, China was in a furious competition with us. Mm-hmm. They wanted the oil to be loaded onto the tankers.
Right.
So again, the oil's coming out of ground. The only question is where it's going and how it's going to get there. Anyway, I'll let Steve Scalise explain in the next segment. It's pretty jaw-dropping. Coming up.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, that's what China paid for, policies that benefit China. Now, the texter writes, being a U.S. citizen is now like being a member of a semi-private golf club. Members pay all the bills. Non-members have the exact same privileges. Why be a member? Good question. Another texter writes, Tara, by the way, if you want to text in, it's 71307. Tara, I listen daily. You mentioned the side effects yesterday of the Moderna vaccine. Well, my mom, 72, had the reaction to her second shot yesterday. It's horrible. Please tell people not to take the Moderna shot. I think it's forced on the elderly and it's not safe. Thanks always. So says Roger. In Malden. Okay. Going to jump back to this because this is absolutely stunning. I mean, there's no way around this. And I went into depth on this in the Battleground podcast yesterday. You can get it by texting Battleground to 71307. The tax rate that they chose is not random. Communist China will have a significantly lower corporate tax rate than we do. Let me just let you process that through your mind for a moment if this infrastructure bill passes. And let's hope it doesn't. They're still going to need Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, and other Democrats to vote for this tax hike. This tax hike, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce warned, going to a combined corporate tax rate of 28%. Actually, it's not combined, it's the regular corporate tax rate. Will give us the highest tax rate among industrialized nations on Earth. We will simply be unable to compete. But it's worse than that. It pushes U.S. businesses to China out of necessity, mainly in manufacturing where the margins of profit are so thin. Why you would continue to manufacture in the United States of America, honest to God, I have no idea. I'd go one of two places if this passes. I'd go to China or I'd go to Mexico. And we need to watch our back flank in Mexico. I talked about that yesterday because AMLO, himself a communist, the leader of that country describes himself as a soft Marxist, has announced he did a tour of the shutdown coal plants in Mexico. Mexico has coal. And announced he's reopening them. Why is he going to do that? Well, because United States of America doesn't want to compete anymore. He wants to take us on for manufacturing. He should. I would. We can't beat coal-fired plants, folks. The way that we manage to manufacture it all in this country, because our labor prices are, you know, our labor costs are so high, is cheap energy. And Joe Biden's infrastructure plan begins to eliminate that. It then stacks 4 more points on the corporate tax rate. And you're like, wait a minute, I could go to Mexico. Yeah. Get a lower corporate tax rate. Yeah. And I can run my plant off cheap coal. Why on earth would you stay here? Truly, I have no, I don't know. I could go to China and I will pay a corporate tax rate 4 full percentage points lower. Mm-hmm. And there's almost no regulatory environment. I can pollute as much as I want, so I don't have to put all the filters and expensive stuff on my factory. Uh-huh. Why would you stay here? And I'm telling you, that is the goal here, is to wreck U.S. manufacturing, to completely do away with Trump's manufacturing boom, and they will. Here's Republican leadership member Steve Scalise explaining the full horror of this. Our tax rate, again, being 28%, China's being 24%, and us having the highest corporate tax rate in the industrialized world if this passes. We're done. We can't. I mean, it's lights out at that point. I'm literally probably will be lights out because you saw Texas. Take a listen to Steve Scalise explaining this in an interview with Breitbart.
We looked at it, Congressman, and in fact, the corporate tax rates will be lower for a lot of American businesses to move to China. They'll be saving on the tax rate if they move to China now with this new proposal. If this becomes law, we're literally asking for companies to leave and go to China now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, China is already getting an advantage over us when you see President Biden going back into the Paris Accord and pushing the Green New Deal, where they have this mythical concern about carbon emissions, yet they're running jobs out of America to places where they emit more carbon. You know, and again, this is psychotic policy, but they're not even being honest with people when they say, you know, if you don't build the Keystone Pipeline, the oil's still coming out of the ground in Canada. It's just being put on tankers and shipped overseas to countries to refine it where they don't have good standards like we do. Oil in the Northeast is coming from Russia and Saudi Arabia now, where they emit more carbon to make the same oil. And so people, I know the left loves beating up on America, but America's actually got some of the highest standards in the world. And when you run these jobs out of America, they're going to be made, steel's going to be made somewhere. It's just going to be made in China or India, where they emit more carbon. So you're going to actually put more carbon in the atmosphere. For the folks that think man's destroying the earth, these policies that are probably written by China, because China benefits the most, as you point out, are going to send more jobs to China and emit more carbon in the atmosphere. How would anybody in America come up with a policy that stupid?
It makes perfect sense if your goal is to wreck the economy, because the more poor there are, the more power you have. And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing. Did you hear what he said? We're still going to make, the steel's going to be made. There's a demand for it. It's going to be made in China. Why would you make it here and pay four more percentage points on the corporate tax? You can't even compete with China. And that's the goal. It's not an accident. It's not that they don't understand. It's the goal. There's no way around this math. By the way, if you look at the Cloward-Piven strategy here for turning a free country into a socialist state, you know what number two is? There's only 8 steps. Number two is increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything for them to live. And then number three, they're following this one too. Debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way you are able to increase taxes, which will produce more poverty. Yep, so this is Cloward-Piven strategy number two and number three. Wreck your own economy, make people poor, increase your own power while empowering your, I think of his enemies, I guess they're allies in China, who already share your authoritarian philosophy. Makes perfect sense when you look at it for what it really is. Folks, you got any Coca-Cola products in your house? What, you haven't thrown them out yet? Don't buy anymore. Coca-Cola is no longer really an American company. I mean, they are off the chain. First, it was the whiteness thing, the anti-whiteness link in their training. So they are an openly racist company. Well, they took pains to point out that it was a link and that they hadn't created the anti-whiteness document. They did not condemn it or otherwise distance themselves from it. Now the Coca-Cola Company chairman and CEO James Quincy is all over the place talking about the Georgia voting law. And it's easy to see why Democrats hate this law. It makes it hard to cheat. When you look at the fact that Georgia had enough votes by illegal immigrants, people who were under the age of 18, and double votes to more than make up the difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. In other words, we'll never really know who won Georgia. It's impossible to know, like many of these things, swing states, because of the illegal votes that were cast. Georgia actually set up to do something about it. And the CEO of Coca-Cola doesn't like that. Let me tell you what they're so upset about. They're not going to tell you this. In Georgia now, they are requiring an ID to vote by mail-in ballot, to vote by absentee ballot. Not only proof that you have the ID, but you also have to use your unique state ID number and put it on the ballot. So they're going to be able to tell if you double voted. By the way, there were several hundred double votes in Georgia. They all counted. They don't like that at Coke. They like the other system, apparently, the one where cheating is just built in. So Coca-Cola now calling it, the CEO, unacceptable, and says the Georgia law needs to be remedied. Do not give them any more of your money. This guy is openly hostile to legal voting. And look, some of this, I'm going to give some of these CEOs some slack. They probably get their news from CNN. CNN absolutely lied about what this law does, including actually reporting that it takes drop boxes out of black neighborhoods. Bald-faced lie. No, it takes drop boxes out of all neighborhoods, 100%. Affluent zip codes, non-affluent zip codes, mostly white zip codes, mostly black zip codes, heavily black zip codes, heavily minority zip codes, all of them, and puts it where it belongs, back in the Board of Elections. So it is no different from dropping your ballot off at the counter. This is what the CEO of Coke is protesting, claiming that, repeating the CNN lie, that it takes these drop boxes out of black neighborhoods. What they leave out is it takes them out of all neighborhoods. It puts them back where they belong in the Board of Elections. That is absurd to call this racist. But they lie. That's what they do. And I don't know if the CEO of Coke knows he's lying when he repeats what CNN says or what, but it doesn't matter. We've got to stop giving our money to these companies. And Lindsey Graham absolutely nails these CEOs.
These CEOs are full of crap. They're running scared. Georgia is trying to make sure that everybody can vote legally. Georgia has a 17-day early voting period, including weekends. So you can vote robustly in Georgia, but now you got to prove you are who you are.
Yep, that's what they don't like.
That's driving the left crazy because it's harder to cheat. To Delta, to Microsoft, to Coca-Cola, are you okay with H.R. 1, where redistricting will be done at the federal level, not the state level, where ballot harvesting will be the law of the land, that we will obliterate voter ID laws? If H.R. 1 passes, corporate America, you're screwed beyond belief. If you really care about the future of your business and your shareholders, you'll speak up against H.R. 1, the biggest power grab in the history of the United States.
Yeah. These same CEOs have nothing to say about H.R. 1, which bans the use of voter ID in registration and voting. That should tell you everything you need to know. These people are for illegal voting, because it will be impossible to detect. You can't look at it any other way. So I don't know what's in the water Lindsey Graham's drinking there, but I like to see our senator sticking up for us. When he does it, we play it. All right, back to Steve Scalise. Talking about this, and folks, I don't know if this is going to pass. I don't know if this infrastructure bill is going to pass. It'll probably pass the House. Going to be interesting to see if they can get 100% of the senators in the Senate to vote for a tax hike this large. By the way, do you know who the tax hike hits? You probably heard it was the rich. Yeah, you want to know if you're rich or not? Do you make a combined $80,000 plus a year as a family? Both of you? You're rich. Congratulations. Your taxes are going up. Family making $80,000, that's a teacher and a police officer. You're rich. Bet you didn't know you were rich. Bet you don't feel rich. You are. So Steve Scalise talking about this in the fact, and I still can't get over this. I mean, this is one of the most jaw-dropping things I've seen. U.S. Chamber of Commerce warning, look y'all, we are going to have the highest corporate tax rate on earth among industrialized nations. There's over 41 of those. We are screwed in terms of competition. It's over. But we'll also have a higher corporate tax rate, significantly higher than China's. So if companies weren't thinking about moving to China, they are now. And that's what's in the infrastructure bill. Here's Steve Scalise, a member of Republican leadership in the House. He's a congressman on that.
The world average is 21%. Other countries have tax rates, too. It's just that their tax rates are a lot lower. When China is going to be a cheaper place to do business in terms of tax policy and regulatory policy than the United States, that's when you start losing middle-class jobs. I don't want to see that happen. I don't think most people do, but that's where we'll go if we have this massive tax increase and job-killing bill all disguised as infrastructure.
Yeah, it's a massive tax increase and job-killing bill. Here's the thing, folks. They're not going to collect any extra money. And they know that. They know all of this. Remember what happened when Trump, when we signed into law the Trump tax cuts. It went from 35 to 21. Corporate tax rate, 35% to 21. What happened? Do we have less money came into the Treasury? Rich people kept it? No. More money came into the Treasury in taxes. More? Yeah. It's counterintuitive, but more. Why? Well, because you had a full 8 percentage points more of business. Actually, it's 14 percentage points of money free for business investment. That created a tremendous amount of jobs. People paid taxes on that. It was R&D. People paid taxes on that. All of that. So there's more economic activity, there's more to tax. When you tax something, you get less of it. And when you get less of it, less money comes into the Treasury. So think about what the Democrats are doing right now. They are guaranteeing that less money will come into the Treasury by raising taxes. So less money for all the programs they claim to care about. They're going to put us at a tax advantage to China, which will incentivize U.S. businesses to move to China for the tax breaks. We will have higher corporate tax rate than communist China. And we will have the highest corporate tax rate among industrialized nations on earth. Manufacturing's done. Absolutely finished at that point. Don't even bother. Why would you do that? And when you send those jobs, the manufacturing, all that to China, they pollute far more than we do. So you're guaranteeing more carbon emissions, the opposite of what they claim to stand for, which means they don't mean anything they stand for. There can only be one reason to do this. You want poverty. You want to kill jobs. You want to increase government dependency. There is no other logical reason to do it. Good morning. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line as we head into Easter this weekend. Kids are excited. Texter writes, Tara, could you imagine what this country would be like if we had a single-digit corporate tax? Oh, yeah. Wages through the roof, jobs galore. Prosperity for everyone, so many rungs on the ladder that you could climb it even if you didn't have a college education. In other words, all the things the Democrats don't want because you wouldn't need them. Texter writes, Tara, where does it go? We're missing the boat on the COVID crisis. We need to be shouting Trump abolished the flu, pneumonia, heart disease, and cancer. No one dies of those anymore. This will make the left correct the numbers. And when the American people see how they have been played, all hell breaks loose. So says Carl in Simpsonville. Carl, they're going to tell us all this. They're going to admit all this. They've already admitted the stuff I told you they would admit. Social distancing was never a real thing. They've gone from 6 feet to three now because it was never a real thing. 15-year-old, ninth grader came up with it with her dad for a school project. It's never involved real science. The only real science involved in it has been the group of scientists that authored a paper refuting that it was a real thing. But we pretended it was, like everything else with COVID that we pretend. COVID is, of course, real and people have died from it. But as this texter says, we don't code anything like we code COVID. COVID is coded differently from every other disease. That's why all the death totals are suspect. If we coded COVID exactly the way we do the flu, pneumonia, heart disease, cancer, only about 6% of the deaths would be recorded as COVID. 6% of the deaths that we've had. It's about, I don't know, 42,000, something like that. So it's definitely killed a lot of people. And a lot of you text me and say, but Tara, I know people who died of COVID. I'm sure you did. do all colds kill? This one is a 10-year cold. It's particularly deadly. As Stanford professor John Ioannidis explained, about it, once every 10 years, we have a cold that is so deadly it rips through nursing homes and kills 4 to 8% of the population. That's mad. Just massive numbers. We just never tracked them before. We never gave it any attention before. My mom died of a series of colds before COVID. And that's what they prey on with COVID, the ignorance about that. I still deal with that when my mom's, you know, when someone passes and they have, you ever have a friend that's, was a good friend in the past, and you keep up maybe every year, year and a half, a phone call. And I would get those calls where people say, your mom died? Well, she was so healthy. What happened? And they expect to hear something major, like cancer, heart attack, something. I told them she died of a cold. Series of colds. And their reaction was always like I was withholding something, like I wasn't telling the whole story, like that can't be. But it is. And people don't understand. People die of colds. It's been going on since the dawn of man, and COVID is a cold like that. COVID is novel. Remember when they called it the novel coronavirus? Because it was new when it leaked out of that Chinese lab, and no one had any immunity to it. Most of the colds knocking around are variants of colds we've had, or they are the colds we've had in our society for a very long time. They're not novel. But that's the only real difference with COVID. That and the fact that we are paying such attention to the deaths, and that we are tracking them for the first time when we did not before. And in order to get a 500,000 death toll, we had to change the very way in which we code COVID. If we did not, we'd have a death toll around 40,000. That's still very high. It's nowhere near the seasonal flu, around 60,000, but it's very high. And we've had colds like this before. They might not have been novel like COVID is, but we've had colds like this before. And, you know, that's the funny thing is I went through so much with my mom, because when my mom died of the cold, I didn't understand that people could die of colds. I did so much research. I got her medical records. I tore them apart. I still have them because I thought somewhere a doctor must have failed me. I'd never heard of the die of a cold. A healthy person dies of a cold. You know, she had a little bit of atherosclerosis, but not too much more than someone her age would. How do you die of a cold? A doctor must have screwed up. No. We've been dying of colds since the dawn of man. We'll go on dying of colds after COVID and no one will care. So a lot of you test me, say, well, Tara, I know somebody who died of COVID. I'm sure you do, with, 40 to 50,000 people truly dying of COVID. If it were coded like everything else, that's what the number would be. I'm sure you know somebody. I'm not surprised by that. You should take precautions if you're elderly. But the fakeness in COVID is the attention and the manipulation of these death numbers. The manipulation of the population's lack of understanding of the deadliness of colds. That has not changed in the millennia before COVID and will not change after. Particularly not if we don't take any action against China, because they're going to do this again. They got thousands of these cataloged. And it's worked out real well for them.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.